just wanted to give you guys a little update. For about 7 months, I've been helping a homeless guy. And when I first saw him, he looked like a pretty grungy, mean guy. I mean, I would say like, he kind of looked like Charles Manson. I'm not kidding. He had a tattoo on his forehead and long hair, scraggly nails with like dirt kicked under these 3-inch fingernails on every finger. And nobody was helping the guy just because maybe he looked so unusual and so mean. Not even the homeless people would help him or have anything to do with him. And he was in this, always in this 2-block radius of the city, about 20 miles north of where I lived. And I would go there and, you know, get him some food and give him some words from God and just help him out. And this went on for about 7 months. And then one night, about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, get in your car and drive north, which is what I did. And I had no idea why at that time of night I was headed north. And then as I got to this one little beach town, the Holy Spirit said, get off at this exit, which I did. And still, I'm wondering, what am I doing at this beach town at night, 9 p.m.? It's all dark outside, and obviously, you know, the parking lot's closed and everything. So I drive through, I drive down to the parking lot, and right in front of me is this homeless guy that I've been helping for 7 months. And it just shocked me because I wondered, what is he doing here this time of night? And how did he get here, you know? And I jumped out of my car, didn't even park it properly, and said, hey, what are you doing here? And he turned around, and he was surprised to see me, I think, but calmly said, I come here all the time. And I thought, wow, this is very interesting. He's never been here. There's no buses that run this time of night to get down here. He has no money to get here on a bus. There's no point in being at this beach this time of night. You can't panhandle here. The police kick you out of town really quickly. And besides that, at 9 p.m. at night, there's nobody here. So I got back in my car and just sat there, and I watched him walk towards the water. And he walked into the sand and kept walking. I didn't see exactly where he went, but as I closed the door and drove home, the Holy Spirit told me, the man you've been helping was actually an angel. And what came to mind was that passage in Hebrews 13:2, where it says, be careful to entertain strangers, for in doing so, many have entertained angels without even knowing it. As I drove home, I just had this elated joy, and actually tears of joy came into my eyes, and I couldn't believe that God had led me there at that time of night just to let me say goodbye to that angel. And the lesson is, help strangers, because you never really know who you're helping.